Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Sister Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm just waiting till I get all of my co-hosts on the line, and I wanted to say hello to everyone. This is definitely going to be a very different show today. We had a good week this week. I'm having some technical difficulties with my computer, but if you guys will bear with me, I have a couple of callers that are already on, and we're trying to get everything together. But we had a good week this week. It's been very interesting. A lot of things have been going on in the news, and we definitely want to talk about those things. I hope everyone's been having some positive things going on with Trayvon Martin, and we've been getting things together for the March on Washington and trying to make all this stuff happen for us. And we're just looking forward to a lot of positive things happening. And I'm trying to get my computer working so we can, of course, play a song like we always do. And we're waiting on our co-host to come on the line. A couple of people have said they were going to call in this week and be able to communicate with us. So just bear with me. Don't have a whole lot to talk about this week, but we have a lot of specific things that we need to cover. Like I said, we're getting ready for the a March on Washington, November the 1st. We've been in contact with the U.S. Capitol Police, trying to make some things happen, and we will definitely be keeping everybody posted and abreast as to what we need to make happen. And we're getting all our hotel things together and our transportation for all of those who want to attend the actual event to make this thing happen. So we're looking for some positive things to jump off, but we have a lot of people that are trying to offer some assistance, and we want everybody to feel like that they can definitely participate and offer any assistance necessary. I've received a lot of phone calls this week from different people who say, you know, whatever you need us to do, we will be more than happy to do. Well, right now what we have is people that are calling in that need transportation, and there are transportation issues that are going on right now. That's the biggest thing that we're trying to make happen. So what we're going to try to do this radio show is to kind of go through the different people that live strategically all over the country and kind of put together some information so that people will have the necessary tools that they need and that they'll be able to get transportation and things together and make some things happen. So I did get my computer working. We're going to play this song for those that are on the line, and I'm going to get Brother Donai on the line. Sister Kavah may not be with us today. I don't know. She's got some issues that she has to deal with today, so we're going to keep her in our prayers, and we're going to continue on with our program. Here's the song. I hope you like it. Shalom, shalom.
Nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters to me. nothing even matters.
Nothing even matters. You're my identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, baby. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Said it don't, baby, baby.
Oh. No. Me at no store, I have no time. Manicures with you is never either. 'Cause nothing even matters no more. See nothing, it don't matter. See nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more.
And make it to the final fall. Just repossess my fall by fall. 'Cause nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters.
Right. All right, everybody. We're going to get the show started. That's a song by Erykah Badu. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I want to let everyone know the chat line is open. For those who may want to come on the chat line, we did open the window. We did solve our technical difficulties. I'm going to get Brother Donnie on the line so that he can introduce himself, and then we're going to go from there so everybody will know who he is and where he's calling from. He is one of my co-hosts and very well validated. Brother Donnie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia from Atlanta, Georgia. And I appreciate y'all having me on to speak.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. Well, you know, like I said, Brother Donnie, I look like it's going to be me and you today. So, you know, of course, we never run out of things to talk about. I just wanted to let everyone know, again, on the line today that we are putting together the March on Washington, D.C., November the 1st, 2013. And we're really excited about this march. Anyone that has anything they want to suggest, or they may want to donate or anything of that fact, we have a website that we're about to launch, and it's just a small website to give everyone an idea of where we're going to have it, what the cause of it is, the items that we will need, because what we want to do when we go to Washington, D.C. is to pass out literature. This is our opportunity to be in the Capitol to be able to pass out literature as to who we are, what we stand for, and get our voice heard with the injustice that's going on with the Trayvon Martin case and all of the black men and women around the country who have been targeted by the police. So, I mean, it's a big deal for us to be able to say, hey, stop the violence first among ourselves. And then the fact that, like the young man said last week that was on from Chicago, very intelligent young man, he talked about how we have to be identified by our behavior and not by our color, that people that come to know us as a people, as a nation, will know that those people over there don't act that way. Those people over there carry themselves a certain way, and the favor of the Most High is on those people. So those are the things that we're trying to get across to our people and to give information to Israel that's unconscious to wake Israel up. And so that's the reasoning. And like I said, as soon as I've been on the phone with the police, the Metro Police in Washington, D.C., and as soon as they give me the necessary permit to get this thing done, we're going to launch the website so that everyone who wants to participate, anyone who wants to donate monies of any kind, anyone that wants to do anything, we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to participate. We encourage you to join us in the walk. What we're trying to do is get this whole event under $100. We do have rooms that are blocked off at a certain hotel, and we have a certain amount of time where we have to pay a certain amount of money to block these rooms off. So we're getting everything together, and what it looks like is going to take place is that we will be there on that Friday. I think it's October 31st, which is their Halloween holiday, and then that Thursday night. So that Friday morning is the 1st, and that is actually the morning of the march when we will all be marching. So, you know, we're trying to get it all together for those that want to do the Sabbath there, that's fine, you know, but we're going to end it in enough time where if you want to do the Sabbath in your hotel room, however you want to do it, we can do it as a nation. Some of us won't be leaving until that Sunday, but we're all going to be there. And I'm really excited because this is our opportunity to do what we need to do as a nation to get our voice heard about the injustice. Brother Donia, you have some things you want to say?
I just wanted to piggyback off what you said. And I got also there, I had invited some people on the radio station, I mean, to come on the station, and I wanted them to elaborate on their views and their concerns and maybe have some solutions coming from that side, from those people. They are people on the conference line, prayer line, I think it is. Shabbat prayer line. They have a Shabbat prayer line, and I invited those people to come on because I wanted, and I'm glad that you spoke on the march on Washington so that it give them an understanding on what's going on, and they have some things also that they're doing. They're going to have a community conference line tonight at 7:30, and I can give you all that number also if you're interested.
Okay, absolutely. Anything that promotes our nation, anything that's positive for us as a people, 100% and 100% involved, and believe that we should all support each other. That's what this is all about. That's the whole purpose of us doing this. This radio show is not for us to gain any brownie points or any fame or any fortune of any kind to try to make a place. We're just doing what the Most High told us to do and to start people to talking, because talking is where it began. You know, once you talk, then you can implement, you know, a plan. You agree?
That is correct. You understand? When, Moses had a plan. You understand?
Yes.
So we got to realize that it's all about planning and execution. You understand? We got to stay. We have to plan and we have to execute and we have to stick to the plan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing, Brother Donia, is this. You know, I talked to one of my girlfriends today right before the show, and I'm hoping that she'll call in because we had a jazz festival here. This last weekend, and it's really ironic and it's ludicrous, but, you know, we claim that we don't have any money, but for that weekend here in Cincinnati, Cincinnati took in $24 million for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
24 black people came to this city and spent money in hotels, and they spent money in and listen to somebody sing to them, and they spent money on gas, and they spent money on food, and they spent money on liquor, and $24 million in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's so it's so ludicrous, you understand, and I'm not talking about the guy. On how we cannot understand how close this, the wrath of the Almighty is upon us. In Zephaniah, it is hastening quickly, you understand, the wrath of the Almighty. So we got to try to start understanding what we're up against. I understand is that it's going to be a remnant, and that's the problem here. You understand what I'm saying? When we talk about it's going to be a remnant, we think that we in the remnant. You understand? You're only in the remnant by what you do. You understand? You just can't sit back and say that you're going to be in the remnant. You understand?
Right.
So we got to try to, and it's going to take us as a people, you understand, moving in unity to establish this remnant. You understand? And you know, the Almighty said that He was going to give the nations give us fame and praise. All of the people, everybody on earth will praise us. You understand? So we got to come together. They can't just be praising one group. It's not going to be one group. You understand? It's going to be all of us in a unified manner. And when we call on the Almighty, we'll be calling on the Almighty in one voice. You understand? We will be all on the same page. Right now, you understand, we're struggling here. You understand? Everybody don't have it. Everybody got bits and pieces of it. The Almighty going to make it plain. You understand? And show us who he's going to favor the understanding of that's closest to what he had said. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because nobody really knows what we have. I mean, that understands the whole scripture. You understand? What we read in the scriptures, from what I understand, what I've read all of those scriptures, you understand? And it talks about those things were put together by people who brought us over here captive. Something wrong with that picture if we are taking on what the understanding of those people that brought us over here captive. You understand? Mm-hmm. So we have to revise some of these things. What has been written in the scripture, what the thing is that we have to take what we understand when we understand to be true and take another hard look at it. You understand what I'm saying? They got other books and other writings that need to be addressed. You understand? So that we can make a conscious decision on our destiny. You know.
Well,
so we have.
I think that's a good point, but at the same time, and I want to make this announcement too, for those who you invited on the line for the community conference line that they're going to be having. Please push 1. Because we really need to hear more about what this is about tonight, you know, because we don't have a problem promoting anything that Israel is doing. But I think one of the issues that I see from being in this thing and over here is that, you know, it's a whole lot of different people that believe a whole lot of different things. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a whole lot of non-Messianics that don't believe alike. They all have their own way they believe. And then you have the Messianics that believe certain things, and they don't all believe alike. So the belief system and doctrine, and that's why I don't deal with doctrine on the show. This show is never going to be about doctrine. So anybody that just listened to the sound of my voice, I want you to understand that. This show will never be about doctrine. Now let me let you know what I mean by that when I say that.
Clarify.
The commission that I was given was to build a nation. So nation building is about bloodline. So we're dealing with bloodline, we're dealing with heritage, we're dealing with who we are as a people. Now, when that comes, as far as that is concerned, we all are common on that ground. We all know we're Hebrew Israelites. We know we're in captivity. That's not up for question. And we know the condition that we're in this country. That's not up for question. Doctrine, when it comes to the Messiah, when it comes to the feast days, when it comes to Yahweh, when it comes to all those things, everybody has a different belief. And if you don't, it's because you're grouped up with a group of people and you've agreed to believe a certain way. I don't have an issue with that. Let me tell you why. Because I spent 25 years preaching in the church. And I've read that book backwards and forwards many times. And one thing I can say for an assurity is that both groups, the Messianic and the non-Messianic, are in the book, and that the both groups are Hebrew Israelites, and we're family, irregardless to what our beliefs are, irregardless to what our disagreements are. Like we said before, our main issue is we know trouble is coming, so we're doing what we're doing by the mandate of the Most High to bring everybody together so at the time of trouble that you can have some relief and you'll be able to eat and have food, shelter, and the things that you need. That's what our mission is to do, is to bring the people together. It's not, again, to change anyone's belief or to bring anyone a different way. You have to believe in what you believe in, and at the end of the day, he's going to be the one to come and set it all straight, because nobody is too intermingled. And no one man or woman will be able to come and straighten this out. And he made that way on purpose.
That is correct. That is correct.
This captivity is so entangled and so mixed up I was just having this conversation with my friend earlier today, and you know, it amazes me how we as black people want so much for a solution. We want so much for our condition in this country to change. We are so fighting for the cause and the revolutionary cause of being included in this country, and because we built this country, we have a right to be equal. We will never, and let me say this to you, we will never be equal in this country. We are in the land of our captors.
Hallelujah. I understand it.
Our job is to get prepared to get up out of here.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Make it plain.
You know, because I love my brothers and sisters, all of you, whether you Messianic, non-Messianic, whatever. I believe this. One thing about it, one thing is for certain and two for sure, the Most High going to come and straighten that out. But at the end of the day, when I read that book, when Jacob's trouble comes, it don't say Jacob's trouble for the ones that are non-Messianic or Jacob's trouble for the ones that's Messianic. It says Jacob's trouble because we are all Jacob's children.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We all going to catch it. And they're going to wage war against the woman. They're going to wage war against Israel. Israel is going to get war waged against her. So all we're concerned with right now at this point, the Most High has given us a small window of opportunity to be able to come together and to build these nations, so, because he's always done things decent and in order. He's given us a small window of opportunity to be able to build these nations and get our people under an umbrella, so that we're not all over the place crazy and nobody knows what to do, because he's never left us in that condition through all of the scriptures.
Speak the truth. Make it plain.
You know, so like I said again, my thing is never to try to indoctrinate anybody. I'm not arguing about nothing. I hear people on these radio shows debating about this thing or the other. Both sides have been chosen. Your mind is fixed on what you believe, and that's where you're supposed to be. It's just like me. My mind is fixed on the side that I'm on, and that's where I'm going to be. Now, at the end of the day, when we get where we need to go, all of that will be straightened out, but I'm not going to let you starve because you don't believe like I believe.
Speak the truth. Whew.
I'm going to still get my piece of bread if you want it. Because we family. I mean, it's just like having a family. And I told someone this. I said, what if you had a family of six brothers and sisters and one of them was an atheist? She just decided not to believe nothing, but everybody else believed in Yahweh. Would you not feed her because she didn't believe that? That's still your sister.
That is correct.
You still make a plate at the table for her. She still get to come and eat, because beliefs can be changed, but bloodline is forever.
That is correct. Whew. We are connected by bloodline.
We connected by bloodline, and the battle is between the seed line and the bloodline, and we hold the bloodline. So my issue is this: let's come together, let's build. Those that know that they're supposed to build, because those that are afraid are not going to come until we finish doing what we're doing. If they watching to see whether we get annihilated. If they don't die, then we know that's y'all. This is
that
true.
Is correct.
If
you are
die,
absolutely right.
And then they'll start coming out of the woodwork to help too. But for those that ain't scared, all we saying is come, let us help. Come, let's come together and do what we need to do, because it's about love at the end of the day. And I got Eric Code 513 on the air. I'm going to let him on. Eric Code 513, go ahead. You're on the air. 513? I think it's Tamar. Sister Tamar, are you there? I see your
Shalom.
Phone number.
I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute. Shalom, my sister. I had to push the button on now. You had me laugh. You had me laugh. You said they're going to be waiting to see if we die or not, huh?
They are. They're going to wait to see. Everybody waiting to see. You know, because that's what I hear everybody say. Y'all going to get us killed. They finna kill us. You know, they know who you are. If they want you dead, they would have been came and got you and took you out. Anytime you able to run those Knessets and teach that word, and you able to stand out on them street corners and proclaim that Yah is the Almighty, and if you able to do what you're doing, they know who we are. It ain't no secret. You ain't hiding. Ain't nobody hiding. So if they want you gone, they would have been picked you up. They don't even have to come to your house. They can send a drone to your house and fly over your house, blow the whole house up, and then blame it on the gas leak. They ain't out there and interested in you, but what they are interested in, we got to come together as a people. And that's what we need to do. Go ahead, Sister Tay. Mom, sorry.
Wow, that is so true, and you're absolutely right, because I was seeing something on C-SPAN on YouTube where they have this gun now that they shoot darts, and it's a poison dart, and when it enters your body, it dissolves. And and when it dissolves, it just leaves a little red dot. But, you know, and so when you fall out and you go get an autopsy, it looks like you just had a heart attack. So it's like, well, who's going to be looking for this little red dart on this chocolate person? On this chocolate person, who's going to look for that little red dot? But
They're not. They're just going to swoop you up and put a bag, zip you up in a bag and call it a day.
Yes, I think the bottom line is just to fear not and to trust in the Most High Yah, because our days are truly, truly numbered, and we know not the day. So let's just use our time wisely and praising the Most High, worshiping Him, and doing His will. I just wanted to share with the family that in September the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, there's going to be a Million Youth March in New York. In Harlem, and Todaya, some of our Hebrew Israelite mores and leaders have taken on the charge and said that they would come and speak. We saw the opportunity for them to be a part of the panel, and they said they will come and they will go and speak to the youth and to let them really know, you know, where our salvation really lies and who they are, so they can return unto the Most High. And so I just want to ask the family, if you're not familiar with that event coming up September the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, to, you know, check the internet, find out more about it, and most importantly, pray for our brothers that will be going and speaking during that engagement to the glory of Yah.
Hallelujah.
And I'll see you guys in November.
All right. Now, do they have a website or something out there, Sister Tamar?
I think if you go on, I want to say it's www.ezmediahost.com, and you'll find out more information about the panel. There's several brothers. There's a brother by the name of Malik Shabazz. The actual founders of this event are from the New Black Panther Party. A lot of people, you know, shy away from them because we've allowed our captors to dictate who our leaders would be and who we are allowed to associate with. And we all know that back in the whatever time, 60s, 70s, but those of you that may know the exactly timeline, we all know that they were really laboring for our community. If they had been successful, our communities wouldn't be in the shape they're in today. We would not have our young people out here killing one another.
That just
would not have been happening. The problem came when they decided they were going to be a buffer between our communities and the community at large. And so they labeled them bad and decided we got to take them out. And so it's important that we not allow them to dictate to us who has the best interests of our people at heart. Their whole purpose is really to address our youth, to speak to our youth, and we have to do that because in light of the Trayvon Martin case, you know, it's one thing for us to come together and feel the need to rally together and complain about what someone outside of the family does to us. But it is just as much, if not more, atrocity that we will stand by and not hold each other accountable for what we're doing to each other. We got some troubles within our own communities that we as a people have to address. And you cannot, you know, wear a righteous banner going around thinking, you know, when it comes to my own people, I see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. But when it comes to somebody else, oh, tell it like it is. That's wrong. They wrong. They wrong. Wrong is wrong no matter who does it and what color, no matter what the color of the skin is. So they have taken on the position that they want to address our youth. And it's time that we do that. So we know that our deliverance is not going to come by black power. It's going to come by Yah's power.
Okay.
So I'm just thankful to the Most High Yah that we have some brothers within the Hebrew Israelite community that are willing to stand up and speak up and say, what does thus say Yah concern our condition and what it's going to take for us to get out of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think it's beautiful. I think that's beautiful, but look at what's happening right now. You know, the things that are on the move, people are doing things all over the country. And like I said, this move that we're doing in Washington, D.C. is really not about Trayvon Martin. It's about the millions of Trayvon Martins that have been shot. And like you said, our own neighborhoods, our communities, you know, and I appreciate, you know, you bringing this information to us. Because we need to know this, and I want you guys to know, you know, that we've only been doing this for, what, 21 weeks? We have been doing this for 21 weeks, and we have almost 19,000 listeners that have archived this show. So people are listening, and a lot of things we say you may not understand, whether you were Christian, are Christian, don't know what, you know, whether you believe, whatever you believe. You know, you may hear terminologies and things that you don't understand, and we'll try to explain them to you because we understand that. For some people, all of this is new. But at the end of the day, this is about family and building family. And we have the family is not supposed to kill each other. It's just not supposed to happen. And we've got to do something to stop it. But what's so ironic is that they put us in a position where we feel like, well, I got to get mine no matter what happened. And if you got to die, then that means you got to die because I got to feed mine. And it's a collective group. And as long as one of us has the wrong way of thinking, all of us are doomed. Because the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. No matter how much money you have, I don't care how rich you are, I don't care whether the powers that be have allowed you to arrive at a certain status, financially, socially, educationally, it does not matter what your education level is because there are people on this line with PhDs, MDs, we got MBAs, we got BAs of all kinds. We've all got caught up in a trap of the educational system and got in debt learning the system of Babylon and the ways of Babylon. But at the end of the day, we all still in captivity. And at the end of the day, if you black, you're going to get targeted just like everybody else is going to be targeted. So, you know, again, we thank you for that. Our goal is to bring our family together so we can govern our own neighborhoods. And you wonder, Tamar, if it's a conspiracy that they don't want us to. Because the moment we start trying to do it, then guess what? It stops. It stops the prison. It stops the jail. I mean, you're talking about an economy that they built around a crime and injustice. And so they have people that you won't need any more COs or whatever in the jail system. You won't. I mean, that whole system is a gigantic conglomerate of consumers that are consumerism. That people we buy into because they want us to do the things that we're doing, and that's what we're trying to stop. That's the whole purpose of us coming together because they need to see our black men stand up, and they need to see our black men snatch them in their collar. That's what they want. I mean, really, that's what they want. They want somebody to say, man, stop doing it. You doing I mean, we black women have had the charge of doing that for so long that, you know, they'll step over us like, Mom, I'm sorry, but I got to do what I got to do. That's not good enough anymore.
That's correct.
You know, so. Go ahead, Tamar.
I said, so hopefully with all of this and us coming together, then we can rally our brothers and sisters together so that in the event you have a single mom and she sees that her child is becoming unmanageable, that someone will step in and be able to assist her, you know, that we can be able, we have to think collectively as a people to save our children. I think you're absolutely right. If we address the moral decay within our own communities and within our own families, that's going to be an automatic natural boycott of the prison industry. It will be a natural boycott of it. And a healthy one at that.
Because you know what? They're privatizing it now. You know, and that's been traded on the on Wall Street, so they're privatizing it now, and private business owners are buying into it now. So they don't want the crime to stop. Because if they want, if the crime stops, then they ain't going to make no more money. But it's our responsibility. It's the male and the female's responsibility to comfort our children and say, enough is enough. You know, because just because you kill your brothers and sisters don't mean you're going to have nothing extra. All you're doing is playing into their system, because eventually you're going to end up in the, in that institution, and then you're going to be a, you're going to be a slave, showing up for real. You know, so it doesn't win in the end. Nobody wins in the end. So I applaud it. I wish I could be there. You know, I just found out about it a couple of days ago. You know, and I'm planning, we have the State of the Nation address September the 1st, and then November the 1st, we're trying to get this thing together. But I wish I could be there to support, because if I could, I would be. And if there's anything that I can do to help to support this thing, please let me know. Administrative skills, financially, anything you need me to do, let me know. And tell them that we have, you know, they have our support 100%.
I sure will. Most importantly, put in your prayers, my sister. My brothers, in your prayers. Peace and blessings, family.
Okay. Shalom, shalom.
Yeah. Shalom, shalom. I can't hear you, Tamar. Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
I said, most importantly, keep the brothers in your prayers, and that the Most High would open their mouths and fill it with His word, and that He would unclog the ears of those that would hear them, and so that they would be able to hearken. So this be a nice fertile soil to receive what the Most High will put upon the brothers' hearts to share.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Donia, you got some feedback for that?
Kane, I wanted to just say that, you know, our only job is to come together as a nation. And I see that, like you said, there's going to be difficulty if we try to work that come together under doctrine. So there's we have to come together under a common goal. Doctrine is not the focal point at this point, at this juncture. You understand? Our main thing is that we got to figure out how we gonna eat after they cut us all off of these government programs. That's what we need to be focused on, and we need to start. We need to set up. Or we need solutions to our problem, and not just a temple one group. You understand? It's everybody that came over here. You understand? As a slave, 88% of the people that came here was Israel, but 85 of us don't even recognize that we Israel. The rest of most of us are under a whole different mindset, you understand? So we have to come under the fact that what I'm trying to figure out is why we got to wait till the last minute before we move. That's what I'm trying to figure out. We see what's coming. They're getting ready to take us off of all of these government programs, you understand? And we don't have nothing set up. We spend over $1 trillion in this society every year. You understand? And we don't have not a thing to show for it. If they cut us off, you understand, we're going to be fighting one another trying to eat. So we could try to put something in place, you understand, so that we could counteract some of that stuff. You understand? So I'm looking for solutions here. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. And I agree with you 100%. And like I said, the biggest issue that we have for Israel is Israel is afraid, and Israel is, a lot of people say, well, we waiting on Yah. Well, Yah said He was going to come and get us. Well, Yah is the one that's going to deliver us out of this turmoil, and He is going to deliver you, but on the back end of the story, He's always used man.
That is correct.
To get the job done, and He's always used man or woman to get the job done, and He's using us now, just like He said, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. So it is going to be male and female up in his in here doing it, and we're trying to do it, and we're trying to get this thing done. Like I said, the majority, as long as they don't kill us, Brother Adonia, the majority will come out, they'll take a deep breath. But a lot of people are so comfortable with their lives. Most of us have gotten comfortable in Babylon. We've gotten comfortable where we are. We have our houses. We have our education. We have our jobs. Our children are okay. And we bought into this American dream. But guess what? America's not a dream for us. It's not really a dream for anybody, because it, when you really look at the whole dynamics of it all, it's all smoke screens and mirrors.
That is correct.
It's just like the church. You know, I hate to use this as an analogy, but I've been in the church, I preached in the church. You know, I have a very strong background in, first let me say, I started out in staunch holiness. I mean, holiness without hell, by which no man shall see. I started out in all that and ended up in non-denominational, and I've seen it from the back end to the front end. I've seen it from inside the office. I've been at the person inside the office, so I've had an opportunity to see it. And one thing you do, when the Most High really opens up your eyes and really lets you know what it is, and you see what it is smoke screen and mirrors. It's just another system. And first they started out with that. And like I said, the get-rich-quick scheme was, you know, name it and claim it is yours. You know, you can be wealthy. He don't want you to be poor. And all that, and that's done played out, because now ain't nobody got no money. So they can't say that no more. They can't preach that no more, because ain't nobody got no money. They got churches up for foreclosure. So nobody really has any money now. So you know what they're using to gain the minds of our people? They're using the party. Because they know black people like the party, so guess what they do? They set certain people up in Hollywood, and they set certain people up in the music industry, and then black people buy into that, like, oh, I can be like them. And then they put them on TV with these big mansions and these nice cars and stuff. But you don't realize that behind those people, it's a Jew somewhere behind them running their show and making sure they do what they're supposed to do. Everybody's out there to promote the beast. Our job is to promote Israel.
That is correct. Absolutely correct.
These are the things that we battle with every day. These are the things that we try to get through the minds of the people that are Israel. It's okay, because you got to have a job and you have to pay your bills. Those are things that you have to do. But at the end of the day, don't forget who you are. Don't play into this system. Because the more you play into it, when you really come out of it, you're going to be mad. And I promise you, you're going to be very upset, because every time I think about the thousands of dollars that I spent in that institution called church, I want my money back.
I understand perfectly. Yep.
No, and the deception is very subtle, and it is what it is. So like I said, if you have a question, a comment, or anything you want to talk about that we're talking about today, or anything else, please push one, because we have a lot of people on this line, and it's a lot of people on this line that we see from all over the country, especially Atlanta. It's a lot of people from Atlanta on this line. Some of you were once in the church and have had the church experience. Most of us have come out of the church and had this experience. So all of these things are necessary for us to understand that we as a people, we have to gather as a people. Rap is not our culture. Let me say that again. Rap music is not our culture.
Yep.
You know, I get so pissed off every time I see all that, and they be like, oh, it's just a new culture for the. They have always tried to feed us a culture, and they don't want us to possess our own. Rap music is not our culture.
That is correct.
I got somebody that has something to say. Eric Code 770. I'm pushing your mic. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just want to say y'all are on fire this afternoon. It's just so good to hear people of like mind saying the same thing. So I know I'm on the right line.
Okay.
All right. So let me ask you a question. If you had anything to say to the Hebrew community as a whole, what would you tell them?
I mean, I think right along the lines of what you were just saying, we cannot submit to these cultures that are trying to constantly impact on our neighborhoods. The Chinese have done. Chinese have monopolized us. We feed them, and they're considered a lower. They're given more subsidies and more benefits when they come into the country. It's under a program. They tell them, stay away from the black people. Don't mingle with them. You can do business with them. You can open your liquor store. You can open your chicken shop. But you cannot have friends like that. Even the Africans, it's the same thing. They know. It clearly sees it. So they know something about us. They know a secret. Like they thought we would never, ever find out. But too bad, because we're awake. We are clearly awake. I mean, we have to take back our communities, our cultures, our stores, our neighborhoods, our homes. We got to straighten our homes out, like Sister was saying. Let's all start at home. Let's all make a commitment to get this thing done, because it has to start somewhere. We've made a lot of progress, but we're not done. We are far from being done. The race has just begun. Take time to look at 24/7. We need to be finding some way to compete with him. We gotta do our job and take our responsibility.
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. I think that the biggest issue is we have to realize, that this is our time to do it, because nobody can stop it, and it's our time to do it. And y'all need the soldiers that are not afraid to step out and believe him, because that's the biggest thing. That's how I live. Either you believe him or you don't. Somebody asked me one time, they was like, you don't have your gun anymore. I said, nope, I put it down. And they said, you don't carry it in your purse no more. I said, nope, I put it down. They said, I've never known you not to have it. I said, nope, I put it down. Because once I came into the church, I'm just talking about the church itself, I used to tell them all the time, either God's going to be God or he ain't. Now, if I got to go back to protecting myself, then I can do that, and I don't have no problem with that. But this word tells me that he's going to protect me. Now, when I came over here and realized that I was a Hebrew Israelite, the same principles apply. Either you believe Yah or you don't. I mean, it's as simple as that. There's no other recourse, and the people that really, truly understand him will move out and do the things that they're supposed to do for him. So, I just wanted to say that. I'm going to open up the mic to area code 513. Go ahead. You're on the air. I think that's Sister Tamar again. Hello? Tamar, are you there?
Yes, but I only pushed no button, though, Sister.
Oh, okay. Area code 770, are you done? And you have any other comments you want to make? I guess you put her phone on mute. Again, what we want to say is, for those who have a question, comment, or a concern, or anything you want to say, please push one, because we have a lot of things that we need to do to get our people ready and prepared to get up out of here, because this country is on this whole regime is on its way out. It is. I mean, you think about it, and like Brother Adonai said, he said about the food stamp program being cut and the different things that are going on with those programs being cut. The biggest issue with those things being cut is that they're getting ready to start chipping people. And a whole lot of people don't understand that. If you have not listened to our show, please go back and archive our show. You can type it in Google. It's called the Yehuda Project, the Obamacare Medicare program. They're going to start chipping people and putting chips in people as a result of the Obamacare system for identification for medical records, for identification for financial records. All of these things are getting ready to start happening. Brother Donnie, are you still there?
Kane, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you now.
Okay,
and I don't think they realize what's getting ready to happen.
No, see, what the thing is that what I'm trying to get everybody to understand, that when we come to this conference, man, bring your little solution to the conference. Find, or be willing to work alongside of somebody else, that you can work with, that has your view in mind, so that we can get this thing going on. See, there's one fact that I'm trying to get everybody to understand, is that we built this this United States of America, from the White House to the outhouse. You understand? So there's nothing that we don't know that we can't do for ourselves at this particular point right here in this time period. You understand? We need to start moving on to taking our destiny in our own hands. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you read in the scriptures and if you know, Messianic or Torah based, you understand, they've read the scriptures and they know that the Almighty said, you understand, that he was going to bring us back into the land. And he also said that the nations will praise us and say that the Almighty must be with us. You understand? So so in order for us to come together, I mean, when we come together, they got to see that, and we got to be able to give God Yah the glory. See, when we give Yah the glory in the front, when he lets us accomplish what we need to accomplish, and he will do that because he's the one that's orchestrating all of this stuff. You understand? We must give the Almighty his glory. The other nations will see that, and they will see that the Almighty is with us as our accomplishments gets to flourishing in the land. And it's not going to take long, and we're going to be happy. He said we was going to be happy, overjoyed. So we need to work on these things here. We need to come together as a nation, and that is paramount in our existence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know what? I'm gonna get to you, 770. Hold on, I see you. I wanted to just let you know that the beast ain't gonna stop. He's not gonna stop. The Roman Catholic Church, the Roman government, the European Union, those things are not gonna stop. And we already have. There's an organization right now that's already in existence called the Commission for Religious Institutes in the Holy Land. That some people talking about the Pope is getting ready to go to the Holy Land. He already owns it. The Muslims, the Pope, Christians, and all of them that got together with Judaism and everybody and created this institution. Look it up on the internet, where all of the religions are coming together because they have to create this one world religion. This is coming. The mother, the harlot, the harlot, the mother of harlots and all that, they can really set all this stuff up. And I'm telling you, everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice, I don't care who your pastor is, I don't care what church you're affiliated with, I don't care what your belief is, I don't care what your doctrine is, you are daughters, you're an extension of the Catholic Church. I don't care what you teach, it's all feeding into the system. And guess what? It's real simple to sum up in this summation right here. The whole plan for Lucifer is he wanted to become God. Well, guess what he is? He's become the God of Babylon. He's the God of this system. And I don't care what you're in, whether it's education, it promotes the beast. Whether it's religion, it promotes the beast. Whether it's government, it promotes the beast. Whether it's social services, it promotes the beast. So it's time for Israel to come together because it's time to get prepared because the Most High needs to take us out of this system, and we have to. He said, come out from among her and be separate. That was a commandment that we had. We have to honor that commandment no matter what.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Everything you do promotes the beast.
Mm-mm-mm. You're right.
Every system promotes the beast. When we got our degrees and we thought we were getting our degrees to give us an understanding of education, that education was to show us how to perform under the beast system.
Mm-hmm. Can you get a job?
770, I'm back on SU again. Go ahead, you're on the air.
You were talking about being prepared. You know, we need to find someone that has land that we can start growing our own vegetation on. We take back our food cycle.
Well, you know what, since we already have that, and we have that under the United Nations of Israel, they're putting together their agriculture department right now, and they have people all over the country that's putting farms together, and we're putting, they have seeds and things like that that you can get from them, and they will be willing to give you that information, and I'm going to give you their website right now. You can have it. It is called YahWillGather.us. Y-A-H
willdather.us, and they have an agricultural department that you can definitely get in contact with, and we'll be able, you know, we'll be able to give more information about that. That's the whole purpose of the Nation Building, is to get people prepared so that we can have our own stuff in place to support our own people.
Right. All right, I'll contact them. I have a young man that has a dynamic program on how to enrich the soil. He just graduated from college, and this guy has put a whole farm together basically out of concrete. He has a whole worm system. It's amazing. It's amazing technology that he's doing.
Look at that. And that's what we want to do. That's the whole purpose. We're building the United Nation of Israel, and we're building the Nation of Yehuda. We're putting these two nations together so that we can get our people prepared, and we need people with educational skills. We need all the skills that we learned in Babylon. We can turn them around and use them for the good of our own nation. If we have administrative skills, we need doctors, we need lawyers, we need all kinds of people from all backgrounds to be able to come and say, hey, I'll help. What do you need us to do? That's what this is all about. Like I said, we want to be the solution without the problem. Adonia, did you hear that? They said that she said that she has a young man. And, ma'am, I muted your phone, 770, because, that feedback is coming on the radio. I will unmute it in a moment. But she said there's a young man that she's going to connect the United Nation of Israel with that has a soil enrichment program that will be able to enrich the soil. And that's fine while we're here, and we need certain people to be put in place to help us while we're here. We need all of it. We need nurses. We need doctors. We need we need people that have education or holistic medicine. We need all of that.
Gavert, they got a young lady on the prayer line that deals with the holistic medication. You understand? And so that's part of what they're doing. There's a lot of information and things out there that we need that is coming into view now. We just got to coordinate all of those things and put them all together. You understand? And find out where we fit, so that we can take our own destiny in our own hands. You understand? If we keep going to them people, and asking them to write laws for us so that the blows will be a little softer. You understand? They're not going to do that, man. They've gotten to a point right now, you understand? They're waiting for the uprising. As soon as the uprising show up, you understand, we're going right into them internment camps. You understand? And, so what we got to do here, you understand, we're dealing with the Almighty, the power of the whole earth, the one that created everything. And he is our God. You understand? Our Elohim. You understand? Them folks, man, don't have no. They got science. The Our Elohim trumps science. You understand?
Yes,
there's nothing that they can that he can do to us if we do it in the name of Yah. Period. You understand?
Right.
So all we got to do is try to move in that vein, man. You understand? There's no little person and there's no big person in Israel at this point in time. You understand? All of us are needed. You understand? I'm ready to grab. Just put me on the mop brigade. I just want to be there. Hallelujah.
I know that's right. Hallelujah. And the Million Youth March that the Black Panther Party is sponsoring September 6th, 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 7th is very powerful. And I want you guys to know that my phone is echoing really bad. And if we lose the call and you don't hear me, Brother Adonia, if you don't hear me talking and they drop my call, I need you to take over from that point and I'm going to call back in, but it may go away. But I just wanted to let Israel know we have to gain the minds of our young people, because if we don't do something to gain the minds of our young people, that is where our future lies. And our young people have been involved
and all of the negativity. They have promoted this rap music. They promoted all this gangster rap and all this stuff, and they took upon themselves the characteristics of murderers and dope dealers and killers because they have used the media and the music and the television to shape their minds in the way they're supposed to think. If we don't do something now, we have to stand up and do something. We have to teach them to discard all of that propaganda that they're wearing on their clothes. They got so much. They got so many tattoos on their body. All of that stuff. All of that is in direct defiance to Yah.
Hallelujah. You're absolutely right. You know, Gavir, we got to try to us Israelites that know themselves. We're gonna have to do what we need to do, and we're gonna have to take and use what we need to use. You understand? In the name of Yah, to set up certain things for our youth. You understand? To give them another alternative here. You understand? That's all. See, there was nothing put in this place when the Almighty took away His understanding from us. There was nothing put in this place, so we was subject to grasp anything that we thought that was gonna stop that chain with maims and beams. You understand? Maimed and murdered. You understand? So now we have the responsibility of trying to set up something. You understand? That's gonna get the children's mind. Now we're not gonna get everybody, man. Unfortunately, you understand? And I pray that we could, but that's not gonna happen because we're gonna, you know, because of the indoctrination. You understand? We've been so. We went from 2,000 years being exiled in Africa, and then we slid right on into captivity. You understand? There was no break in between to give us any kind of indication that we was a people. You understand? So the indoctrination is so deep, so we're not going to get everybody. You understand? So what we have to do here is we have to work with who we can work with, man, and put together this thing. You understand? You know, they had a thing on TV of Kevin Costner. You understand? He said, if you build it, they will come. That applies to what we need to do. If we build it, they'll come. I believe that in my heart. You understand? They're going to get sick and tired of being whipped, beaten, caned. And see, it's going to get worse if they don't come. If you think not joining this here movement right here is going to save you, think again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's absolutely right. We're running up on some troubled times because that word has to come to pass. Those scriptures have to come to pass. Jacob's trouble is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming, and we have to prepare ourselves for it. You know, we have to stop getting mad at each other because we don't like the way certain people do certain things. We have to stop having attitudes with each other because none of us are perfect. We all have issues. We all struggling. Everybody has things they're going through. We need to come together and show some camaraderie. So we have to show some togetherness. We have to show some unity. It is so important that we do this because we have always been a people divided. They did it from us when we was in slavery. They always had the house nigger. They had the field nigger. They always separated and made one think that one was better than the other one. But at the end of the day, we all had the same blood, and that's how it's going to go now. If they do anything, they're going to use you to tell us our own brother. But at the end of the day, they're going to kill you too. Because they talking about population control. They only want so many people, people in the earth anyway. So it's not even about you having your little family and you doing your little thing. It's trying to control the population.
That is correct.
How long we going to realize, how long we going to take us to wake up? I mean, you know, you can have all the cars, houses, the clothes, the money, and all of the things that you think is going to make you be a person. But that doesn't determine who you are. That does not determine your character. That's just stuff. All it is stuff.
Yeah, one thing I want to...
It's like they give it, they'll take it away. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. One thing I want to add to it, I think that we need to be on all of the fronts, what little representation that we have. You understand? What I mean is that if you're Israel, we still supposed to show up at that Black Panther Party. You understand what I'm saying? To show support that we are unified, even with the Black Panthers. You understand what I'm saying? Because we, even when them Christians have those things, we need to be shown up. You understand? We all need to be shown up at all of these events because we have power in numbers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, if you have questions, if you want to make a comment, I don't know if area code 770 was done, but I'm going to open your mic up for a minute again to see if you have anything else that you want to say. 770, you are back on the air. Go ahead. We can hear you.
I just want to say sign me up.
Sign you up. Okay, so I have your phone number. Is that okay for me to have it and to call you, if not today, maybe tomorrow? And then we can start networking and seeing where that we can fit you in at.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. See, that's what we want. We want cooperation. We need people that are calling and say, sign me up. I'm ready to help. Whatever we need to do, can we get anyone else to pick one and tell me to sign them up so we can get this thing going? Because the more we have to help them, the better our things are going to be. And we need to start getting this thing in place because it's only been a few of us, but with a few, we've gotten a lot of stuff done.
Oh, okay.
We definitely have gotten a lot of things done. So, you know, we just wanted to let you know that, and again, if you have a question, a comment, or something, please push one. We do want to hear from you. We want to hear what your opinions are, and if anybody is on the line about this community conference line that you're having tonight after the show, we need you to push one to let us know what the phone number is, what the agenda is, and all of that, because we want to participate, but we don't have much information. Brother Adonia, do you have a whole lot of information about it?
No, I don't. I just was. They just gave me the number, and I'm gonna give you the number, and y'all can call there at 7:30. In fact, hold on a minute. Hold on. Somebody's at my door, and I don't get very much company.
Okay, we're gonna let him go check his company, and you know what?
What are you doing?
We support our elders.
Oh, okay.
All right. That we need to do to support our elders, and we just want to thank everybody. You know, especially Brother Adonia for being one of the elders of Israel that's willing to speak and is not afraid to talk, because we need to hear from our elders. We have to do something to save our children. We have to do something to save our heritage, because there's a whole group of people out there that's professing to be us.
Let me see if I can connect you on Shalom,
I got the number now if you want it.
Okay, yes, sir. Go ahead and give me the number, please.
Okay, it's 218-862-7200.
Okay.
They have a code number. It's 231-971, and
okay.
That's at 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now I do have the sister that hosts that program on Shabbat day. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I can't call her name, but she gave her number out so that in case you want some information, you can get the information from her.
Okay, well, I'll get that from you after we finish, you know, the show. But I want everybody, if you can, to call in and promote what she's doing, because we need to need the support of a lot of people. We need the support. Also, if you want to make a donation, I told you all this week that we would have a donation line set up for those that are online that can go online. The Nation of Yehuda has a PayPal account. If you want to donate money to the event, to the March, November the 1st, please go on PayPal, and it's called the Nation of Yehuda, and donate money to the event. We need for help. And like I said, in Cincinnati, last weekend, from Friday to Sunday, Black people came into our city and spent $24 million in 3 days.
That's a shame.
3 days.
That's a shame. That's half of what the population of us.
$24 million they spent in 3 days to party.
It's a shame. It's a doggone shame.
What was that event?
It was the jazz festival. It was a cool jazz festival in Cincinnati, Ohio. They showed pictures of the black people, and they made interviews and to ask them how wonderful it was and did they enjoy the city, and basically made a mockery, and then they turned around and showed a picture of an Edomite, and she was a business owner, and she said, oh, yes, we love for them to come into our city. We love for the jazz festival to come. We made $24 million this week. $24 million. And we cannot get Israel to donate money for a cause that has purpose.
Well, I don't understand.
And like the lady said on area code 770, we made everybody else rich. The Chinese have come here and planted their stores in our neighborhood. And we go buy that fake weave and that fake hair and put that stuff in our head, and we make everybody else rich. And we constantly complain about what we don't have and how come we don't have what everybody else has. You know why they have it? It's because they keep their dollars to themselves and they generate their own dollars within their own community. $24 million. Every time you think about it, think about $24 million went into Cincinnati's economy over the weekend for the jazz festival. $24
million. Yeah, it's a sad, sad thing, man. You know, that's the biggest problem that we have. We don't get no support. And guess what? You understand? When it all comes down to it, you understand? When the Almighty brings His wrath, we're gonna be looking for a place for refuge. And so what needs to be done? You understand? We need to see. We can't stop the curse, but we can get out the way. We can be hidden in the days of our. In the days of the Almighty's great wrath. Now I know what people are saying, man. That Zephaniah, that was written back in the time of when they was in captivity, blah blah blah. Man, but we reading that today, and if it applied for that captivity, how come it don't apply for this captivity? I'm trying to figure this out. We should be rushing to this here, man, because it's gonna get so bad that we ain't gonna be able to stand it. We're going to be calling on Yah, you understand? And see, everybody thinks that repent is just praying. Repent is not just praying. Repent is getting up off your knees and doing something. Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah. Okay, area code 920, I'm getting ready to put you on. Area code 920, go ahead, you're on the air. Hold on just a moment, please. I'm sorry. 920, go ahead, you're on the air.
This is Rosh Daya, and I was elaborating on the fact that we said that 24 million, and I was saying that's half of the population of the melanated people in this country. That's half. That's how there are 42 plus million, maybe 43 now million melanated people. I'm trying not to say the word black for us anymore. But that's ridiculous. And I would like to stay on this line, and I know the Ku Klux Klan are coming to get me if I'm wrong, but our people love Arizona products. We got to stop drinking. That product is put out by the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK. And we love that drink. I tell some people, they say, oh, I'm going to stop, and so I'm going to go right to the counter and pay for it when I'm in the store. And I know that it's their product. And they also used to put those, I'm an older lady, and they used to put those clowns out that we put in our cars as air fresheners. And David Duke was on Geraldo Rivera when I was a young woman, and he said, yeah, we put that product out for them, you know, the N-word. Yeah, we put it out for them. And Geraldo asked him, don't you think they're going to stop buying that product now that they know the KKK put it out?
She said, I don't care. We'll find another product of NIGGERs like. And we know that they're going to buy it because we do research on them, what they like and what they don't like, including every chicken store in every one of the neighborhoods. So I would like to sell this line. If you want to do the research and find a company, Arizona Tea is not something we should be promoting. Thank you. Great job.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that Arizona Tea was promoted by the Ku Klux Klan. Is that what you said they were promoted by?
Yes, I did. And it's well known if you just do the research. They hide on the parent company, but it's them.
Wow.
And we love that tea. And that's what David Duke said. He said, we're going to find. You know, when they put the peel on it recently, their sales are going down because people are getting wind of it.
Mm-hmm.
They got a shack Arizona tea right now. So we got to stop. We're not informed. And that's what the scripture says. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge. But the scripture goes further and it says, we're not just destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's because we reject the knowledge. That's why he's going to make us not leaders for him anymore, talking about Yahweh. So we get the knowledge when we reject it. That's why we destroy. If they read the whole verse. Okay. Thank you, sister. You keep doing what you're doing. And I really need to get that up. You said go to PayPal. And make a donation?
Yes, ma'am. Nation of Yehuda. PayPal account is called the Nation of Yehuda. And you can go in and make a donation because anytime we can spend $24 million in 3 days to party, we have a problem as a black people.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
And if we wrong.
If we just take tips that we give trying to look good in these restaurants, if we just give our tip money that we pay waitresses, not knocking waitresses and waiters because they need their little money, but their job should pay them the money they deserve. Why do they have to depend on tips? That job makes twice as much on that one meal. They should be paying their people their salary. Some countries, it's an insult to accept a tip. I know in Australia, they do not want tips. They say that's a American thing. We don't want your tip. We get paid a salary. But here, tips are a big thing. If we take half the money we pay people in tips alone, we can make this thing happen in November.
Hallelujah. We need you marching with us. Okay, Eric Cole, thank you so much, Eric Cole 920. Eric Cole 803, go ahead, you're on the air. The mic is open, go ahead.
Shalom, Nation, how y'all doing?
Shalom, shalom.
Pretty good, hallelujah.
All right. This is our brother Rain from Sumter, South Carolina. And I spoke to the sister who was on the phone just a while ago. And she asked me to chime in, and I told her I'll be glad to come in and speak about some information that a lot of people are not really knowledgeable on. When I first came to the truth about nationality, correcting your status, it's not a form of a slave, like you talk about captivity. It's not a physical state, but it's a mind state. It's a state of mind. And what we need to do right now, as I am doing, as Tribe Aboriginal Nation is also doing, we are educating people, getting them some sources, like books. We really need to get back into the books. Like someone said earlier, we need to get back into our reading. Because all these other things that we're doing now is really, it's just like, it's killer energy, and it's not really doing anything. My standpoint is this. There are a lot of things going on in the government right now we are not aware of. There's some news media online called Russian television. You can also check out Al Jazeera. And there's a few other point stations listen to. Also, check out some talk radio shows. Those talk radio shows, they have some very key point information that your local news media is not telling you. And the reason why they're not going to tell you, because they're controlled by the Joshuas. They're not allowed to tell you these things. So it's like someone said earlier about the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan created the democracy, which is called the Democrats. And they created Democrats probably back in the late 1800s, or it could be the early 1800s when it came about. But right now, that concept still lives because we got our people still thinking that democracy, Democrat, they think that's our freedom. And it's not, because this whole nation, this whole land was founded on republic. Not Republican, but republic. As the Moors had this land prior, before Europeans came over here and overthrew us off this land. So, there's some information out there dealing with law, and like I heard someone speak this a while ago about tips. Tips, we don't need that stuff. We don't need tips. And the reason why United States get paid minimum wage is because a lot of people don't understand what is the Labor Law Act. A lot of people need to look that up. They need to start reading the Labor Law Act. The whole thing is this, and I'm going to sum it up, and I'm going to let it go. Your contract, your job employment, is based on your trust. Your trust is supposed to acquire that job application, because you cannot go to Ronald McDonald's and say, I want to apply for a job at McDonald's as Joe Blow. And just because that manager comes out there and they're telling you about the job benefits and stuff, well, in fact, that manager is only an agent of the corporation. So they have lawful title. In order to have lawful title, you must be under a trust. See, we as ordinary individuals coming to these job sites as Joe Blow, we're not considered trustworthy people, because we don't have a trust established. And another thing, how we can deal with this matter in our community, we can create a community trust. Just like these Europeans have Toys for Tots, and they got all these other organizations, and your children go to their schools, and they're passing out these pamphlets, some of them selling cookies and all that garbage. Well, all that stuff there is placed into a dry trust. And none of those funds or proceeds are rents back into our communities. I see that every day. And I told my daughters, I said, never, never again will I sell or advocate any kind of cookies, candy, or whatever. I'm not doing that no more, because I'm tired of seeing our people making fools. They're making a fool out of our people. They get our children out there and pimp them for $400 or $500. And they give them a dollar toy. We have to wake up. But and like someone said this while ago, it's going to be hell when this thing pops open. I'm already seeing FEMA camp exercises in my community. Just this past Saturday on Broad Street, I see six helicopters going semi-circle. And my daughters, they looked up and they're like, Dad, what's going on? I said, what's going on is what I've been telling y'all for the past 2 or 3 years. I said, they're getting ready. I said, everybody out here is having a good time, partying, going to the clubs, going out shopping. I said, these people are getting ready to start rounding people up. But you know, like you said earlier, when this thing pops off, it's going to be too late to say, oh. Because, you know, the way I see it is this. Not everybody's going to get it. And it's not meant for everybody. You know, because even in scriptures it says that everybody's not going to hear it. You know, because like everybody who may look like us, everybody who may look like of Israel, not of Israel. And that's the truth. Because you got some people out there walking around like zombies. And, I mean, their life are going through a living hell But it's like, I don't care, man. You know, I'm going to the church, you know, 40, 50 years up in the church, and the pastor, he ain't doing nothing but just pimping you off and just making money, and you don't realize that he's part of the game. And we got maybe eight different churches in our one community. Well, if we all teach in one accord, why don't we just have one church and shut the other churches down?
Right.
Absolutely. So that's exactly what's going on. It's a point of manipulation. It's a point of manipulation. I got a blog talk show from like a year ago. And last time I spoke, it was about that Trayvon Martin. That whole matter was based on deception to keep us distracted from what's truly going on, what's truly about to happen. Matter of fact, do y'all know that Bush bought land and he bought a house in Brazil? Did y'all know that?
No, nope.
Yeah. We sure didn't
know that.
Yeah, Bush bought a house in Brazil. And matter of fact, I think it's the same so-called tyrant. See, everybody's a tyrant for the United States. Everybody's a tyrant. But United States can go out there and murder, slaughter, and kill people at will, and there is no repercussion. But see, in their mind, they think that they are the Most High, and they're not the Most High. They don't have that power. They take the money, they take the prestige, they take the clothes and all this stuff here, and they got our people tangled up in this mess. They got the football players, they got the basketball players, they got all them thinking that you make your money. And all those athletes, when the time comes, they're all going in the FEMA camp also.
That is correct.
They're dead as slaves. and don't even know it. They walk around with all caps on the back of their jerseys, and they walk up. Matter of fact, I think it was an interview with Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan said, "We love our owner." Why would they come out your mouth when you say you love your owner? And that was about the time when they had the lockout.
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped up to the podium, and he said, "We really love and appreciate our owners." Well, who your owners are? They're caucasoids. But you're telling your slave master, "We love it when you whip and beat us and just treat us like dogs, but we still love your money." You know, your money. Guess what? Your owner don't have money. Your owner has an acquisition of wealth. A lot of people don't know what's wealth and what's riches. Rich means you ain't got nothing. If you got wealth, you have some form of property, some kind of liquid that you can have when times get hard. These athletes, they got riches. They don't have nothing. They're dead as slaves. And they don't even know it. And every time you look on television, you see about one going into bankruptcy. This is like every day. And I see it. And it's like, it's like we had an issue right here in South Carolina at Clemson. And this is all these Europeans care about. They care about sports. And the reason why they care about sports is because we are light beings. We create energy, and they feed off us. Remember now, they're vampires. They're vampires. So they can't live if we don't play the game. You know, that John Henry Clark said the same thing. He said, "When are we going to stop bouncing the ball, kicking the ball, and beating the ball, and get off the ball?" Because it's time for us to wake up and see what's truly going on. And we got people like Tiger Woods and all these other clowns. They mad up the European women because they chumps. Because they're scared. Because you know why? When they negotiate them contracts, it is so tedious. They can't step over the wrong boundaries, because if they do, they'll lose everything they got. And that's the reason why right now those funds they make cannot come into our community. It's not by choice. It's because they're forced to do these things. They can't bring this money to our community. They're not allowed to, because you know why? Our people do not want to create trust. They do not want to start trusting each other and working together. That is why it will never happen no time soon. It will happen eventually. But right now, our people really need to see what's truly going on behind the veil. And that's all I got to say. Shalom, nation.
Shalom, shalom. How powerful. Listen at this. This stuff is getting powerful here because people are starting to step up to the plate and give information, and he is absolutely right. We were just talking about that. Anytime you do business in this country and your name is in all caps, that means you are a corporation, that you are owned, you are a debtor slave, and that you are considered a corporation. And you just enlightened me because I didn't even think about the ball players still being incorporated into, and they have agents, they have handlers, and they are the fake Jews. These are the people that are running this thing. They had this thing on lockdown. I'm telling you all, it is time for us to come together. If you have a question, a comment, or a concern, we have 29 minutes before the show is over. We want to hear from everybody on this line. We still have quite a few people that are on this line, and we want to hear from you because, like he said, he's from South Carolina. We got South Carolina, Florida, Ohio. We got Mississippi on the line. We got people calling from all over the world, and we need to get our young people involved. Like the young lady from Erico 770 that was on the line, we need to get the college kids involved. If you are a part of that group, we urge you to pass our phone number out. Pass it around the colleges because we got to get the minds of our children back focused on Yah. We got to come out of this foolishness because at the end of the day, it's not going to matter how much money you have. It's not going to matter how much education you have. It's not going to matter how much stuff you have acquired. It's not. Anytime the hospitals are growing faster than the community, something wrong. Something is seriously wrong when the hospitals, because I know here where we're from, the hospitals is growing. They're buying up the communities and tearing down the houses and expanding the hospitals. That should be a clear indication something is wrong.
Speak the truth.
They're using stop buying McDonald's. Stop promoting McDonald's. The food is not real.
Hallelujah.
But I tell you what, and I'm a challenge everybody on this line, everybody that's on this line, go buy a dollar French fries and go buy a dollar hamburger from McDonald's. And I want you to just sit it out on your counter and let it sit, and it's going to 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 sit. Week after week after week, and it will never decompose.
I know that's right. It's the artificial food that they're giving us. You understand?
It's
in everything. It's in everything. You understand? That's why we must get together, man, start getting our own groceries. Man, we eat different from them anyway. We need to get back to that. I don't know what's wrong with us. But I do know what's wrong with us. We've become stagnated. You understand? And we wax fat and kick. You understand? We got a chance to hit the lottery. So we don't want to rock the boat. Man, we in big trouble if we waiting on that. You understand? So the Almighty, man, I'm telling you, the Almighty is our power. We don't have no other power. We can't depend on them guys to say, well, we're going to set aside a law for the civil rights. They vote for, we the only nation under the sun that they vote for our civil rights. Every so often they got to come up with a vote on our civil rights. That's a given. When you're born, you got civil rights. What the hell are they talking about? Whew, we in big trouble, man. We keep letting these people, man, dictate to us who we are and what they going to give us and what they ain't. We need to get our own. You understand? And stop See, here's the thing. We need to cast aside what them people can do because they can't do nothing. And we need to grasp hold to the Almighty and start these little agencies that we got going on, man. The Yehuda Project got an agency going on. The Prayer Line got something going on, man. We need to jump on these things. You understand? With all four. That don't mean stop working because we're going to need them for a few little pennies to help support the things that we do need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, area code 920. We're getting ready to open up your mic. We have 25 minutes left. If you know of anyone that you want to add to the show, if you know anyone that can call in right now to catch the tail end of the show, don't forget November 1st. We are marching on Washington, D.C. We are coming as a collective group, as a nation. We're marching as a people. We're marching for our voice to be heard. We're going to do a demonstration at the Capitol building. And we want all of the Morays that are showing up for the Million Youth March to show up, because we need the participation of you all to come, and we need you to give your voice and make your voice be heard. Area code 920, go ahead. You're on the air.
Sister, since we were on the subject of food, I also think knowledge should be gained about these grapes. The scripture says Yah made seed-bearing fruit. These grapes don't have seeds in them. We need to stop eating those grapes. I don't care how good they taste, because I tried one and it was delicious. But we need to stop eating fruit that doesn't have seed in it, that Yah said he gave this world seed-bearing fruit. Mm-hmm. And now they're making grapes with no seeds in them. We got a seedless grape. Well, you know it's not from the Almighty if it's seedless, because he said he made seed-bearing grapes, seed-bearing fruit good for food. So if there's no seed in it, it's not good for food.
That's right.
And Monsanto did that now. Monsanto took the grapes out, crossbreed it with something, and took the seeds out of the grapes. And everybody I tell about it loves them. And I can't, like I say, they're getting the knowledge, but because they reject the knowledge, y'all say, I'm also going to reject you. You can no longer be a leader for me, a priest, or anything. And when I find that scripture, I want to read it verbatim so brothers and sisters will know what scripture I'm quoting. We're not destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're destroyed because we reject the knowledge. It's all in that one little verse. I think it's Amos 4:6 or something. But since that's all I want to add, I'll interject each time if I have any knowledge that I know is truth and people can research it, I'm going to say something else. And I want to appreciate my little brother coming in from South Carolina and sharing that knowledge. He's full of knowledge, but he just wanted to stay on the subject matter today. You be blessed, sis, and praise Yah.
Hallelujah. It's powerful that we understand that. You know, it is. It's powerful because everything Yah made had a seed within itself. Everything he made had a seed within itself to produce after its own kind. And
that
we are eating genetically modified food, which is causing us, our senses to be dulled, our perception is being dulled, and it's making us sick. I mean, because the pharmaceutical company and the medical company is booming. They have more commercials on our television shows than anything. Everybody's on drugs. They got drugs. They done drugged up the old people, and they done drugged up the kids. And the people in the middle on drugs, everybody is on drugs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And we have to do something. We really have to do something, people. It's time to stand up, and that's what we're doing. We're not standing up because we're talking about we leaving America because we're coming out. No, we're going to be right here until y'all tell us it's time for us to go. But in the meantime, while we're here, we are going to govern ourselves according to Torah law.
That is correct.
And we're going to collectively come together, and we're going to bring our talents together and our resources together so that we can support one another, even though we're still in captivity.
That is correct.
That's called unity.
That is correct.
You know, so these are the things that we're talking about today, and these are the things that we're trying to get people to understand today. And, you know, we have a lot of different organizations. The Nation of Yehuda and the United Nations of Israel are partnering with a lot of agencies, Hebrew Israelite agencies that provide different services. If you have a Whole Foods store, if you have organic farms, if you have education on vitamins or anything that you have education on how to cook, if you have a holistic cookbook,
vegan and regular cookbooks that you can pass on, what herbs to use for healing. All of these things are things that we are trying to put together as a nation where people can come to you and get these resources. Because we have to look all over the place, and the 9 times out of 10, when we want something, we have to go to the beach for it. And that shouldn't be.
Okay.
Because we have our own resources among ourselves. I know there are women out there that make cookies. I know there are women out there that make tacos. I know there are women out there that do all kinds of stuff. All we're saying is bring your talents, bring your businesses together so that we can put in partner with your business and get this information out to the masses so that they can start buying from you.
That is correct. Okay.
And if you want to donate anything, PayPal, go to PayPal. They, like I said, in Cincinnati this week, last week, they spent $24 million partying. Black people.
That was on entertainment. That wasn't on eating.
Exactly. Oh, well, because of the Jazz Festival, $24 million to have somebody stand up on the stage and sing to you with their shirt off. $24 million. It's embarrassing.
Sure it is. Well, if you like me, man, you like I done got comfortable eating every day. So I'm trying to figure out how we can do that on a regular basis when they start cutting out these programs. And they're gonna do that too. It's sitting on the president's desk.
Absolutely. And guess what? Some of you all who don't want to be chipped and not going to want to take the chip, guess what? Your Medicare, your Social Security, your welfare benefits, your food stamps, all that's going to be cut off.
And we ain't got nothing set up.
No.
Well, I want to be responsible for water and toilet paper.
See? And that's what I'm talking about. We have to bring people together that can say, I can't do much, but here's something that I can do. I don't have much, but here's something that we need. People that know how to put an irrigation system together. We need people that know how to be able to find water in the ground when we need water in the ground. These are the things that we need to know because we're agricultural people.
That is correct.
We are agricultural people. I'm sorry, go ahead, Brother Adonijah.
We need husbandry because we like to eat that meat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So those are the things that we need. And we have to be able to, it would be nice if we could go to our own and get it. Because at the end of the day, when all hell breaks loose, like you said, we're going to be the last one to eat.
If we eat.
We are. If we eat. And that's the scary part of it all, if we eat. But that's why we're putting the nation of Yehuda together. That's why we're putting the United Nation of Israel together. We're doing all of these things in unison so that we can all have a place to run into at the time and be able to have resources. Now, will we always be here in this country? Absolutely not. We're going home.
Mm-hmm.
This is not our home. This is not our home. I'll say it again. This is not our home. Home. This is not where we're from, and we're getting up out of here. Because for those that are on the line, we are Hebrew Israelites, and we're on our way back, we're on our way home. This is what we've been called to do anyway, is to gather ourselves together, O nation undesired.
Woo. Speak the truth. So
that's
we
a mandate that we were supposed to do.
Yep. That
Say that
correct.
Again, Brother Donial.
So that we may be hidden in the day of his great wrath. That's why we gather ourselves. And when we gather ourselves, we bring all our little groceries and all of that stuff together and all our skills, you understand? Because we are going home, whether we like it or not. If we don't gather ourselves, you understand, we're going to perish along with the rest of these folks here.
That's
And the Almighty said he's going to do it. I don't know. The Almighty's voice ain't come back void yet.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. It's going to be what he said it's going to be, irregardless of what we want it to be. It's going to be what he said it's going to be. And it's our responsibility to do. I'm going to do what I'm told. I'm just letting everybody know up front. Yes, I'm a female. I'm a woman. I'm a daughter of Zion. I'm all of those things. But guess what? One thing he knows about me is I'm obedient. I'm going to be as obedient as I possibly can. I'm going to do what he tells me to do. If it bothers some people because they're men and they don't believe, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to do what I'm told because I have to stand before Yah for myself. And I want him to say, well done. I'm going to do what he called me to do. And I'm doing it right now with this radio show. We're doing it with the Yehuda Project. We're doing it with the Nation of Yehuda. We're doing it with the United Nation of Israel. We're all in this thing together. I think area code 803 pushed his one again. I'm going to get him on the line so that he can make a comment. Area code 803, you're on the line again. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, what I wanted to speak on is that if anybody need information, I mean very key information, dealing with Police Powers Act, contracts, how to negotiate contracts, all these key point things, I got it all. I got basically everything on this computer that you can even ask for. And my email address is, I got a Hotmail address, and it's Israel, I-S-R-E-A-L, Live, L-I-V-E, at hotmail.com. And if anybody need any type of books dealing with contracts, police powers, because that's what I'm reviewing right now. I already did it before, but I still like going through these things. Because just by a continuation, and what it's doing is that it's embedding it into my DNA. It's embedding this information into my DNA, and that's why I continue to read these things. You know, when I'm outside in the washroom and I'm reading, like right now I'm going through my criminal law book, and it's like even though I understand the fundamental what it's saying, but still yet I need these things. I need to go through it because I'm writing notes. And when I start creating venues, when we start our venues here in my community, we are going to start educating people about these things, about police powers, and letting them know that the powers that they think they have, they don't have it. Because a police officer is not an officer. An officer is truly an agent, but he is not the officer in fact. The officer in fact is the principal, which is the state, because the state gave him the authorization under its authority to give him that powers to duly authorized for his duties. But he is not the officer. He's only the agent. And when we start educating our people about police powers, and that's how they're destroying us with police powers, jurisdiction, all these things that we need to learn and start reading, because we cannot go out here in these streets. We can't have our children go in these streets and not know these things about their rights. You know, all this talking about civil rights. How can you have civil rights if you're not in your true status? You can't have
that's
civil
right.
rights.
That's right.
Because your civil rights, like the brother said a while ago, your civil rights was already in place, but because you didn't have a trust, you wasn't in trust, you wasn't trustworthy, you wasn't able to allocate that trust correctly so you can stand on the correct side of the law and be protected by that principle. Because that principle is what protects you from harm in public. It's like with Trayvon Martin, if his father had him in trust, and that guy killed him, that guy Zimmerman would not be walking. That would have been unlawful murder. Unlawful, but they consider it lawful because he was not a secure party. Trayvon Martin was not a secure, his father didn't have secure interest in his property, so he's considered abandoned property.
Mm-mm. Wow.
He's considered abandoned property. It's like they say a child or a
a child born without a father, they call him a bastard child, but he's not a bastard child per se because he's not a father. But the point is that the father is supposed to be the head of the home, and he's supposed to create trust, which is government. He's supposed to have government in his home, which allocates legislative rights to each one of the people, the benefactors in his government or under his trust, and it gives them powers or so-called legal title to whatever, how he create his trust. See, if Trayvon Martin's father had that, that guy Zimmerman won't be walking. He won't be walking. But see, Zimmerman, he was a trustee. He didn't even own the gun. The gun he shot that kid with, NRA owned that gun. They was a registered owner of that gun. Now I want to know why they didn't mention that at the trial.
Now, who is NRA?
NRA is the National Rifle Association.
Oh, okay.
See, so that's a corporation. That... So they couldn't sue a corporation because they're in individual status. An individual can't sue a corporation. And not only that, because Zimmerman company, his security company, was a foreign entity. And I found out that it wasn't even registered in the United States registry because it was a foreign entity.
Wow. So do you think that Zimmerman's status was changed, or was he still under the 14th Amendment?
Yes, man, he was already in trust because his father was a trustee. His father was a former judge. So, you know, you got to remember now, any two times these judges, when they come into office, they must come in dual signature, which they signed themselves up under the power of the 14th Amendment, but they placed that title beside them to protect them from harm. So, therefore, whatever they sign under, they sign their children and their families up under that to protect them from anything outside of the Constitution.
Wow.
When they talk about material facts, fact finding, it's just based on what you call paper trails. And paper trails means that they check out any kind of documentation, anything linking Zimmerman to that gun. They couldn't find him linked to that gun any kind of way.
Wow.
And we look at it upon the feelings, because he shot that young man, but who owned the gun? It wasn't Zimmerman. So that's why,
wow.
You know, when people, they're talking about they're placing liens on cops and all this garbage now with these UCC ones and all this other junk. I don't follow that stuff up, because I'm going to tell you like this, and I don't want everybody to hear this good. Look into your state legislative codes. They're all sections that you can search and you can read and research and educate yourself on this stuff. I have so many different documents, from books. I have everything you can imagine, from Black Law Dictionary, contract books, regulation of business contracts, all of them. I got Remedies in a Nutshells. That's dealing with prison bonds, insurance law. Also, prison bonds, police powers, all these key books is going to help protect you. Because when you read these, you go through any kind of problem out there in the public, you will have the knowledge to know how to stand on your square or stand ground without any kind of argument or any kind of violence of any kind. So all this stuff with those people doing it, they're now talking about they marching and stuff with Trayvon and all that stuff was a point of distraction. It all was a point of distraction. And you know what? It has been no different than it was in the 60s. Back in the 60s, when our people talking about wanting the civil rights, at that time, Queen Elizabeth was in the point of giving the Jubilee. And the Jubilee is when the point when she was freeing people, they're correcting their status, and she was giving them the anointing to come in the correct stance and take their nationality. So the same thing going on right now. They got this going on. A new king is crowned in Great Britain. That baby is born, which is not their baby. That's a, we call it a Assyrian baby. That's a Syrian baby. That's not the natural birth mother. That's somebody else's baby. Because you can look at that baby that they claim that woman had. That baby looked nothing like neither one of those people. And we know, well as anybody else know, that those people who Queen Elizabeth, King George, whoever they want to be, those are misnomers. Those are just titles. They are not their names. And those people have no blood kinship. No blood kinship. And guess what? We put them there. We put them there because we don't want to wake up from this mentality. And they're going to continue on to rule until our people wake up and see what's really going on in this world. And it got nothing to do with your feelings. It's all government. It's all principles. Everything you do is based on principles. From your job applications, your banking affairs, car insurance, everything. Because they're telling you, when they give you a disclaimer, they say, upon this term and condition, we disclaim all express and implied warranties. So they're already telling you that they have no connection to this contract, but when you sign your name on there, you just gave consent. Not only that, but you just gave a condition. You just defaulted. You defaulted because you didn't pass on to a third party, which is your trust, because your trust is what's supposed to allocate that application. That is what's supposed to hold that application, not you, an individual. And also check out the Lending Act, and what you're talking, the Frank Dodd Act, where Barack Obama just did some rework on the Frank Dodd Act. Check that out. All that's based in that act, because all those things will tell you that an individual cannot acquire debt. Everything we do is based on trust. Kmart, Walmart, the grocery stores you go to, all of those people are dealing with trust. They're not dealing with money. You know, they're all dealing with promissory notes and all this stuff. We got these different corporations like IBM. They'll buy MCI for like $90 billion. Well, it's not money, because there is no money. There hasn't been any money since 1933.
Okay.
So everything they do is based on a promise, and they sign that note, but they sign it correctly, and they give it to the bank, and the bank give them a federal discount, and then it's cash. After it's cash, after so many years, it matures. And once it matures, then they place the money in the escrow account, and that's your credit. So they got people right now thinking that you got credit, and you're going to call these people here and find what your credit score is. All that stuff is a fraud.
Mm.
But they got people thinking that you pay this debt off, and it's going to raise your credit rating. That's not how we're supposed to be dealing.
Mm.
Because all these multi-billionaires and stuff that's acquiring all this property, everything they're doing is based through trust. And they get all
that's
these
right.
high... Yeah, everything they're getting, all these proceeds and stuff that's in their escrow account, all that stuff is based through trust. But they're not dealing with you like we're dealing. You know, they're not dealing like that. They're coming through private. We're coming in the public. We're going through them child lines. We're going through the lines and paying our debts, our slave debt. And we'll say, okay, here you go, master. Here, $150 for my light bill. Here, $50 for my cable bill, master. But you know what? Those days are going to end. And I keep telling people, detach yourself from the cell phones. Detach yourself from all their technology. Because all that stuff is based on a low frequency. A low frequency. And what they're doing with that low frequency, they're killing your energy. They're killing your energy. I don't own a cell phone. I don't own no iPad. I don't own none of that stuff. Because I don't want to attach to that stuff. Because any two times you start attaching to that, you're taking yourself out of nature. And you don't want to get out of nature. We got to get back into nature.
Okay.
Let me make an announcement real quick. We have 1 minute left, and we're going to go into overtime. So if anybody has a comment, question. I see you are area code 352. We're going to get right to you. Once 5:30 hits, you will not be able to call in. If your call drops, we will not be able to get you back on. Oh, those that are on the chat line, if you want to come in, it's time to come in right now, because at 5:30, the chat line will go down. So we're asking everybody to call in. Area code 352, go ahead. We got you. You're on the air. Go ahead and make your comment. Area code 352. We'll give them time to get their phone off of mute, because they've been on hold for a minute. Brother, I really appreciate what you were telling the people, because you're on point. We've been telling people for a long time to change your status, to stop being a 14th Amendment slave, and to come out of the system. People don't understand what we mean, but we're trying to educate our people, and our people don't understand, and a lot of people have come up against it, but they don't realize and understand what they are, who they are. And I definitely have your phone number, and I have your email address, and we will definitely be calling you. Don't forget, November the 1st, 2013, we will be marching on Washington, D.C. as dual nationals, and we have separated ourselves. Our statuses are in the place of where they are, and we're coming together as a nation that has completely separated ourselves from this system. Erico 352, you there? You on the air? We'll leave her mic open. Erico 920, go ahead. You're on the air.
I want to say that if you give me a few minutes to read the scriptures at the end, sister, I would appreciate that, because I just wanted to keep this conversation flowing that you have going.
Okay.
I found the scriptures that I want to share, but I'll do it at the end and give all the glory to y'all.
Okay, well, you can read it now if you want. It's up to you.
Okay, you don't have anybody in queue?
No, ma'am. The area code 352 has not unmuted their phone yet.
All right, I'll be happy to do so. The first scripture is the one about the seed-bearing plant, exactly what it says in Genesis. And it says, let me get there. I have two that I want to read. It says that in Genesis 1:11-13, this is how it reads. And Yah said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, that the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And Yah saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day." So he created that food, and he said what's good for food. So if you're eating something that doesn't have the seed in it, it's not good for food. It's good to probably mess up your system. And then Hosea 4:6, this is what I wanted to read, that we're getting all this knowledge right now on your line, so on your show. But let's read what Yah says about it. It's not the lack of knowledge. He says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And then he gives the reason why. "Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your deity, I also will forget not only us, but your children." So we're getting all this knowledge thanks to Yah blessing you with this line and you sharing this knowledge with Israel and everybody else who's listening. But are we going to follow up on it and act on it and not reject it? I hope to see that we will act on with this knowledge that being shared, especially with Brother Azim. So that's all I have to say, and I don't think I'll come on again, but I praise Yah for even having you do this program, and keep up the good work, sister. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much.
Shalom. This is Adonia.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Shalom. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
come
ma'am,
through.
I can hear you.
I don't know if any of y'all heard, but this week, again in Florida, a 60-year-old man was coming home 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He was reaching in his car to get a cigarette. The police pull up and tell him to turn around. He turns around, and they shoot 16 times at him, and one of the bullets hit him. And they're saying that the 60-year-old man lunged at them. And they seen a metallic object, but he ain't had no gun, and he ain't had no metallic object. That just happened this week that passed.
And you know what it's doing? That we don't want people to think that the Trayvon Martin issue is a license to start killing black folks, because they're trying to incite a race war. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to incite a race war. They want us to start fighting against each other, and that's not what we're going to do. We're not going to do that. It's time to come together and go before Yah.
Hallelujah.
They want retaliation. They want us in the middle of the street screaming, hollering, fighting, raising hell, so they can say, see, we need to lock them up, or see, we need to kill some more of them. No, absolutely not.
Hallelujah. This is Adonia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I wanted to also say, and I'm thinking back and off of what everybody has said, is that, see, you know, we got, you know, I impress upon us more that we got to see if we can, if we come together, we can nullify some of this stuff. Because the Almighty told us that we need to gather ourselves so that we may be hidden in the day of His great wrath. And I can't impress upon us more. You understand? That brother brought some a wealth of knowledge when he expressed what he expressed just before you came back on. You understand? And he needs to be on the station, on that program with Abraham on Wednesday. You understand? So that, because see, here's the thing. That, you understand? We're getting lawyers, and we're getting information of lawyers. We need those people also in our you know, in our arsenal. You understand what I'm saying? And I want to say this here too. I spoke to a counselor, a city counselor today, and he's running for an office. You understand? And he told, you know, I tried to pitch my program about the breaking the cycle of recidivism, and you know, and I told him, I said, you know, you understand, the guys that's locked up in the penitentiary, you want to try to give them a second boost. You know, he said, yeah, we got a lock up too. You understand? And this was a black man. You understand? He said it with such glee. I know I ain't going to get no help from him. You understand? Because he figured that we ain't nothing but we criminals too. You understand? They call us criminals, but they brought us over here as slaves, took everything out, whitewashed our minds to thinking that we was getting something, and now we ain't getting nothing. He got that brother thinking that that having a penitentiary locking us down is a plus. You understand? So, you know, so it's not going to be everybody that latches on. And we got to, you know, those that have the knowledge and the will and the need to stick this out, we need to band together and start putting together this process. It's, you know, it's a true process. Yeah. And hallelujah.
I know. You know what, Brother Donnie, I get so, he's so passionate about this. We're all passionate about this, and we want everyone to realize the young man who called from South Carolina, we have a sovereignty dual national conference call that we have every Wednesday, and I want to give you the information. Anyone else that's interested in learning more about this and how to change your status, we also want to give you the information as well, so that we'll have everybody on the line and that we can make sure that everybody hears and everybody knows what we're doing, because we're trying to get our status correct. And like he said before, it's a matter of law. It's a matter of principle. It's a matter of the way that they handle things that we have to learn
how to be able to play the game and be able to challenge them on the decisions and stuff that they make, because we've seen it in several instances with a couple of people from the United Nations of Israel that they actually won because they knew how to handle themselves in the court as dual nationals and be able to handle themselves in the court and having their status correct. And we've been selling this and trying to get people to understand this for a very long time. And let me give you the phone number right now. It's going to be every Wednesday now for the next 3 weeks. It is the area code is area code 559-726-1300, and the code is 151-286. I'll repeat it again for those who may have had to go get a pen. It's area code 559-726-1300, and the access code is 151-286. So we need everybody that is interested, that understand the importance of it. We definitely need this young man from South Carolina to call in, because you have a wealth of information, and we don't take that lightly. We're looking for teachers that can add to what we're already doing, that can break down the legal part of it. We have lawyers that have now engaged themselves. We have people that are in law school that have engaged themselves. So this thing is growing pretty rapidly. And again, we want to, you know, let everyone know that November the 1st, we are marching on Washington, D.C. We are passing out pamphlets about who we are, what we stand for as a nation. We are marching as a nation on Washington, D.C., and we are marching for our rights, because it is our God-given right to have human and civil rights. God gave us that right, and nobody can take that from us. We're getting together, bringing our people together in unity. We're bringing our people together in love. We're coming together with one common goal and one common mind to come together and to support each other. Like I said, we want volunteers. So all of those who are interested in volunteering to help us, whether it is to pass out pamphlets, whether it is to pass out water, whether it is to gather names and give out IDs and different things like that, we want you to do that. Our phone number where you can reach us is area code 513-494-6653. Again, 513-494-6653. Our email address is Nation of Yehuda, and it's spelled YEHUDAH at yahoo.com. If anybody wants to reach me personally, my email address is Yaina, Yaisrael, at gmail.com, and it is spelled Yaina, is spelled Y-A-H-E-E-N-A, and Yisrael is Y-I-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. We want everybody engaged, because it's going to be peaceful, it's going to be lawful, and we're going to do what we need to do and make our voices heard, because they need to realize that it's not okay to kill our kids. It's not okay to kill our men. It's not hunting season for the black man. That's just not going to work. So I'm asking you right now, anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns, please push 1. I'm going to go back down the list for the people who have already pushed 1 to see if they have a comment. If you don't, we're going to end our session today. So I'm going back to area code 803. I'm going to open up your mic. Brother, do you have anything else you want to say before we say farewell?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Give me that email again, because I'm going to send you numerous information dealing with contract books, contract laws, and also police powers, and any other information I think that y'all can use.
Hallelujah.
Okay, great. My email, I'd like for you to send that to my personal email. It is Yaina, Y-A-H-E-E-N-A.
Okay.
Israel.
Okay, slow down. Okay, say that again.
It's Y as in yellow, A is in apple, H is in Harry, E as in equal, E is in equal, N is in Nancy, A is in apple.
Okay.
And then Israel with the Y on it, so it's Y-I-S-R-A-E-L.
All right.
At gmail.com. Please send me the information. We are in the process of changing our status so that we can operate at a different level. We are in the process of setting up trust. We are in the process of going from public banking to private banking, and we are trying to get our people to understand that they can still operate and still work and still do the things that they're doing and still change their status. So I am definitely, I would like to be able to introduce you to Brother Abraham of the United Nation of Israel, because he is a person that's instrumental in helping us to do this. And I, if it's okay, can I pass your number and your information to him?
Yeah, no problem, no problem. I think I spoke to Brother Abraham a long time ago, maybe like 3 years ago when I spoke to him, when I first came into this knowledge. And that's the last time I did have spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, guess what? We're going to make that happen because we are interested in changing our status so that we can move as a nation. Because a lot of people don't understand that as long as you are a 14th Amendment slave, there are certain things legally you cannot do.
Right. And guess what, sister? It's just like they get you on the highways, right? To get you on the highway is because you defaulted on the contract when you got the license. The license is not you. The license is the principal. That's the principal entity. That's why they got you in all caps. So
mm-hmm.
when you don't have a secure interest in your license, then they have a right to adjudicate you as they please because you defaulted and also you misrepresented the contract.
Mm.
Absolutely. And our people don't understand that. And the first thing they'll say is, well, they don't honor their own laws. Well, why is it necessary for us to do this? They honor what they have put in place. And when you can represent yourself speaking that kind of language, you are on a whole nother level than everybody else. So on that note, I'm going to open up some other people's lines. Area code 352, if you have a last comment you want to give people, please go ahead and do so. You might take a minute to unmute her mic. Area code 920, I know you said you weren't going to say anything, but what else would you have to say to the people before we say farewell?
I just hope that we pray in the name of the all-powerful, mighty, sovereign deity himself, Yah, and by the power of his Holy Spirit. And I just wish this whole venture is blessed by him. And I hope he sees us through it peacefully and not be so that we don't get jerked around and start doing something stupid that they're trying to trigger by killing more of our young men.
It's another incident that happened, just like what that sister said about a young man got killed by a neighbor, and nothing was done, nothing has been done. Well, this man did his life in prison, but it's just like it's open season on our young men. It's just open season, it's like they're duck hunting. I just can't wait till November. That's all I'm going to say, sister. Like I say again, I praise y'all for you being at the forefront of this venture. Call me if there's anything I could do before November. I'm willing and able to do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody else that said, I'm willing to help. That's all we need. We want those that say we're willing to help. The young lady from area code 770. I'm going to open your mic back up. If you have anything else you want to say to the people, please feel free to say so now.
Don't be shy.
See, we got to give her a chance to get her mic back up on the line. And she may be doing something, so we didn't want to put her on the spot. What we're going to say to you all is that we thank everyone for coming on the show. It was quite a few people on this show today. It's really showing that the show is really gaining momentum. People are really interested in what we're doing. And we thank everybody for your participation. We thank you for your comments. We thank you for your concerns and everything. Brother Donia, what do you want to say to the people before we say farewell?
Yeah, I just want to say that I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. And on that note, guess what we're going to do? We're going to say shalom, shalom. Farewell to everybody, and we hope and we pray that we're able to see you guys November the 1st and that you'll be back with us next week. We look forward to everybody being a part of the class that we're having on Wednesday. Don't forget to go back to archive.
Love a baby, love a baby, love you.
Enjoyed you, and I hope we'll be able to do this again next week. See you next week. Why am you?